be a classic Doug Steffen Radio Hour, Rich. Promise, I'm expecting it.
Record this one?
This is, you may record this for posterity. This will be as classic as Grunberg. Maybe some of the best moments that we have this year, although it's early in the year. Let's see what happens. One of the things, I want him to be able to hear this, Richie, and I don't want him yakking. Tell Michael to put him on hold. He doesn't need to interview.
His phone's dropping.
Huh? Oh, really? He doesn't have a real
dropping,
phone?
Yeah.
This guy's a big-time broadcaster.
Right,
he
doesn't
have a real phone? I find that hard to believe. All right, so I'm not doing anything until he's here. All right? I refuse to get into this. So, in the meantime, the best thing that happens about radio, at least this program, I was looking at some things from broadcasters who are reviewing what we're doing here as we were trying to, earlier this week, figure out whether we ought to have a interview sort of system to bring in some of the candidates for our coverage of what's going on in the election. I'm going to have something, but I'm not sure what to do. At any rate, we were getting bits and pieces of quality control and quality input from people who have been fans of this program for a long time. They like the fact that we tell stories. They like our friendship. They like the fact that we go from one thing to another, despite what Rich will tell you about my attention span. My attention span apparently is attractive to many of the manglers of radio stations around the country, Richie.
ADD radio at its best.
Your jets. The term mangler, when I talk about program mangler, general mangler, I stole that term from a broadcaster who has a number of years in terms of seniority, a broadcaster who has of note over the last 14 or 15 years been the voice of many wonderful commercials. Those of you who have grown up around the country perhaps got a whiff of this guy who was on a radio station in Boston that I grew up listening to, and the station covered 36, 37 states. So he became a national phenom, even though, Roberta, he's a New Yorker. His father, let's see, all of this, by the way, I'm doing from memory. I've been looked up. I mean, I don't have to do too much research on you, Mr. Summer.
I'm just wondering where you got to be a mangler.
I got the mangler from you, as a matter of fact. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Dick Summer is here. He has, over his years of broadcasting, distinguished himself from many other broadcasters because he has a mind and a mouth. And he was able to cleverly put those two things together for a long time. And there are people who accuse me of sounding like you.
You're in trouble.
I have used much of what you taught me without you realizing you were the teacher. When you were a young fellow, you were much older than I am and have been at this for a long, long, much longer time. I do have a hard time, however, thinking that I first met you when I had, I think I'd only been married a year or so. I was in my early 20s. You were in your early 30s, if I remember correctly, and you already at that point, I was feeling hopeless because you at that point in your career had been on some really big radio stations.
Many of them, because I kept getting fired from the other ones.
So, over the years, your voice and the voice of many other people who have, in a way, not a master's degree, but a doctorate in broadcasting, from the era when radio personality really became important, when music was important, the stuff that you put on the turntable was important, but you and other guys like you were the glue. And there are so few of you left.
Glue comes from dead horses, and we're just sitting around waiting.
To become glue?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, there used to be a kind of music called the glues.
Yes.
Like jazz, and you had the glues, too.
Uh-huh. Really? I didn't remember that.
I love the glues.
You like the blues?
Yeah, I love the big
They're
fans
especially
of the
good in summer, in the summertime.
I like that, yes. I don't know if you have told me, but when I first met you, you were the skinniest guy I had ever seen in my life.
Not anymore.
Well, okay. I mean, you were, you know how skinny you were?
How skinny was I?
Well, you were so skinny that sometimes mosquitoes aimed at you and missed.
See, this is the kind of radio, folks, that we did together. We worked on a radio station together. Everybody on the air had the same initials. You remember? It was Dick Summer. It was Doug Steffen. And it was Dick Stevens.
Oh, yeah. It was a daytime station. And for people who aren't aware of that kind of thing, there are some stations in the country that are called daytime stations because they have to sign off at night because the FCC doesn't trust them in the dark.
One of the things that the Supreme Court is looking into this week, as a matter of fact.
They certainly are.
Yes, they are. So, Dick, doing a program on WBZ in Boston, became well known around the country, but you've done some stints, as they say, in other cities. I think you started, actually, before you were in New York, in Boston, you were in St. Louis, were you not? You come from St. Louis?
Yeah, and down in the Midwest, in Indianapolis and other places, west of the Hudson River.
Mm-hmm. And your family didn't want you to go that, because they didn't...
No, they did. They said, please go away.
Your father was an organist in a church. Is he still... Your father's still alive, I think, isn't he?
No, Dad left us about 15 years ago.
Why did I think he was still around? For some reason, I thought he was still around.
He was in his 90s, and he decided this is enough. Mm-hmm. And I still miss him. He was my only hero. Steve Allen was a fairly distant second, but Dad was quite a guy.
Yeah. He encouraged you to do what you've done. You had this. I guess if we go back to the early radio heroes, and you really were an early radio. You were a product of the 40s and 50s.
Now Marconi was my engineer, Doc.
Yes, he was. At what point were you on the air for the first time? Do you remember the day, the broadcast, what you said first?
But I was a kid. I was on some of the kid radio shows in the very, very early days. And I grew up, you know, you were talking about voices and things, and I appreciate that as a very large compliment. But if that's the case, it's a pass along. There was a guy by the name of William B. Williams.
Right.
And his name was really Bill Breitbart, but they called him William B. Williams. And he was on WNEW in New York, and he taught me everything I think anybody who's on the radio, and certainly you, would know, because I know your work pretty well. He was on air with Vic Damone, and they were doing a benefit appearance together. Willie B. was going to MC the thing, and of course Vic Damone was the star. And for those of your listeners who are outrageously young, Vic Damone was a singer of some note.
A saloon singer of sorts.
Saloon, yeah. Well, that's good. I always thought it was good to have a singer of note anyway. Cause
it was, at least one note,
Yeah. And he was talking, you know, they were doing a promo for their appearance, and they were both really into it. I think it was Big Brothers, if I'm not mistaken. And they're both really into it. And at the end of the interview, Willie took maybe 5 or 6 seconds, dead air. Now, you certainly understand what that means.
Yes.
He's on arguably the biggest radio station in the country, WNEW in New York. About 5 or 6 seconds of dead air. And then he simply said, "Vic, I really like you." And it floored me because there was no double meaning about it or anything else. It was just one guy saying to another guy, "You know, I like you." It was so real, and I hadn't heard anything like that before. And I always thought to myself, you know, I said, "Self, you ought to be as real as you can on the air." Mm-hmm. You know.
And if
you picked up any of that from me, then you can thank Willie, who probably picked it up from somebody else, too. It's a pass along.
Well, at that time, there was the Gene Shepherd program, another guy, the New York people, Roberta remembers some of these people. She's not quite...
Oh, yes, I remember William B. Williams, absolutely.
Remember Gene Shepherd?
I remember Gene Shepherd, yep.
New York radio was the finest, but there were other pockets, and what was done at WBZ... in Boston, the assemblage of talent there, and some of the other, if you go to Chicago, even Cleveland had a rare, the imagination that was necessary to make that stuff work. And, you know, we think about what's on the radio today, there are so few of those people. And I don't mean the sound, okay, today's awful in the old good old days, give me the more of the good old, but we have the opportunity, it seems to me, and you've done this, and later on in this hour, we're going to play some of the podcast work that you're doing. This is the new radio. You were there when radio changed its tune, if you'll pardon the pun, to embrace the new music. And the music has continued to be refreshing and new over much of the last, 50, 60 years? And so we then realized that the music wasn't the message. The message was in this glue that kept people listening to the radio. Yeah, they like listening to the Beatles, and yeah, they like listening to the Eagles, and yeah, they like listening to Elvis, and yeah, they like that. But they also came to hear Murray the K. They came to hear Bruce Morrow. They came to hear Dick Biondi. They came to hear Bruce Bradley. They came to hear Dick Summer. And that's something we don't have. How many people do you know, and I ask this of those who are listening to this program right now, in the talk genre, it's different. But when it comes to the music that's played on the radio, how many of you go to listen to a program or a station because of the personality that's playing the music? I'm betting there aren't three people that would say, I go to listen to Gary Bryan, let's say, on K-Earth in Los Angeles. He was a pretty decent jock. The old Charlie Tuner's on that station. I go on the weekends, because he's on K-Earth on the weekends. I listen to K-Earth because I want to hear Charlie Tuner. I don't give a damn about the music. And how many people are still doing that, Dick?
But the radio business, in its own wisdom, has purposely tried to get rid of what you're talking about. I think one of the networks, I think it was CBS, at one time had a format that they spent a lot of money promoting, and the idea was there are no disc jockeys. It was just the music and whatever announcements had to be made. And fortunately, that bombed in the major markets anyway. Some of the smaller markets, I guess it did all right. But yeah, it's...
But that's what it all is now. All the music is pretty much that now.
Yeah. Well, it's cheaper.
The death knell is good for us in the spoken word formats, because those stations that are dying because the music isn't any good anymore and people can make their own radio stations out of an iPad, or an iPod, I mean. So you go to the spoken word stations where you find once in a while somebody who's got something to say that's worth listening to.
Yeah, but actually, most talk stations, now you're an exception to that, obviously. Most talk stations, though, they are doing political talk.
Yeah.
And that's a very easy format to do. You pick which side you like, and you say everything ugly about the other side you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody calls up to give you a hard time, you make fun of them. I mean, it's a simple format.
Right. Why didn't I think of that? Richie, maybe we should do some more of that here.
No, I don't think so.
Let's make fun of Roberta every day.
don't make fun of a lady with a voice like that. Come on.
Aw, you're so sweet.
She is got that New York, that silk.
I got that New York voice, you know?
Oh, that's good. You're a good New Yorker.
Coffee and talk.
Uh-huh.
You're a good New Yorker. See, I knew we had that. You're the object of my fantasy at this hour, Robert.
All right.
Let's hold on here.
Dick Summer and his nightly podcast called Good Night. We're going to feature that later on in this hour of Good Day. 21 after the hour now.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
But I thought to myself last night, as I ran outside naked and jumped into my pool.
Woo! Come on! We're streaking! Come on!
I just thought it was warm in the pool, the moon was out, and I have felt better since that new moon.
I wish you'd stop bringing up moons and naked in the pool. I'm just getting a visual here, man.
Please, whatever you do, don't imagine them together in a jacuzzi, okay? Okay, I tried to warn you. Next step is today.
Mama, he's crazy.
Friend here. 24 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We'll continue our conversation with Mr. R. Summer in a matter of moments. It's birthday time. This is something strange as it is. I am always, I just sort of decided we were going to do birthdays here. And when I don't do it, people get upset. It's funny how people like these simple little reminders of maybe it's their way of being in touch with something about themselves, because we all like to celebrate our birthday, and we sort of, in a way, are into celebrating other birthdays. Naomi Judd, for example, today is 66 years of age. Naomi Diane Judd, born this day, 1946, won a Grammy as a duo with her daughter, Why Not Me. Remember that song the Judds did, Why Not Me?
Loved it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Roberta probably didn't like that one. At any rate, Ashley Judd, yes, that is her daughter. Winona is her daughter. There has been an estrangement, but apparently...
It's Winona, by the way.
Winona?
Winona.
You have to say Winona.
Winona. So there was an estrangement, wasn't it, Jennifer? The three of them, and then they've now gotten back together again?
Ashley between, it was Winona and Mama Judd have always been together, but
right.
But Ashley had separated herself a little bit over a book, but right. Now I think they're okay. I think
they're
good. Yeah.
All right. Happy birthday to Carol Shelby. Richie, why would Carol Shelby be someone that we would
if
be?
If Carol Shelby has signed your glove box door on your car, that probably means your car is worth about $150,000 to $300,000. He designed race cars for Ford. He would take a Mustang or the Shelby Cobra and do the suspension and the motor, and they'd give it back to Ford, and they'd sell them for whatever, $30,000,
about
10
more
grand.
Money than they
well, actually, 7, 8, 10 grand,
Mustangs.
And now they're worth $200,000.
The Shelby 350 Coupe. Remember that?
Yep.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Also, the birthday today of Don Cherry, who did Band of Gold. He's also a golfer of some note, for those of you who don't remember that. Next up on the list is Terry Williams, the drummer for Dire Straits. What do we remember about... Actually, where's Dick? Dick, what do you remember about Dire Straits?
Very straight shooter. I love the name. I like some of the names of the newer group. Well, not newer necessarily anymore, but Dire Straits. But, you know, Smashing Pumpkins, for example. That's a great name.
It
has a certain gushiness about it.
It does. You're right.
That I like.
All right, so you like the next person who's up here. Dennis Green, 63 today. He was the one of the lead singers with the original Sha-na-na. Rock and roll is here to stay. Remember how these guys came to be? This is another good trivia question. How Sha-na-na came to sort of replace, even in some people's minds, the original versions of some of the hits they sang. Where'd Dick go?
Oh, no, yeah, sure, shut up. That was the native language of Murray the K.
I should have. We can do a word association here. Mickey Peterson, guitarist for the Bangles. They may have, this may have postdated your time on WNEW, I'm guessing, Mr. Summer, right?
The Bangles, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. We have
marbles, man. Yeah, exactly. Tom Dumont, guitarist with No Doubt 44 today. Happy birthday to him. And Mary J. Blige. I just, when I think about her, I think about the toilet. I don't know why.
What?
You think about what?
I think about the Blige pump. No, the Bill's pump is the Blige pump.
The Bill's pump.
Blige pump. 28F.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ooh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, with our antivirus working extraordinarily well. Only good quality material here on Good Day. And this is a quality veteran broadcaster. You've heard his voice on lots and lots and lots and lots of commercials. The Binder and Binder Law Firm. If you listen to those carefully, you'll hear this voice.
Dang, it's really Binder and Binder.
Binder and Binder.
Wow. But they're two nice guys. And,
right. And that's right. It is Binder and Binder. But I've always said, whenever I've talked to you about them, I've always said Binder. For
you know, a lot of people call them that.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been called worse.
I'm sure they have. Lawyers are lawyers, whatever. So, Dick has worked at some of the wonderful, great radio stations, call letters that we all would die for. One of them was WNBC. And I remember one night you invited me to come up, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I went up on the elevator with Dick Clark, who had been on, he'd been invited to come talk to you because he was doing the Pyramid or some other show, and he came to plug it. And this guy, I mean, we all, when it came down to brass tacks, there were really different broadcast standards then in terms of the people who were either doing radio or television and the work ethic. And nobody set that bar better or higher than Dick Clark and or Ed McMahon. But Clark would plug, it didn't make a difference where the radio station was or what the time of day was. He was on, if somebody called and wanted to be on, man, that guy was on.
Let me tell you a little side story. I don't want to interrupt your story.
No,
this is really important. I hate to see him on New Year's Eve right now.
Yeah.
But he is of the probably thousands of people that I've had on my program one time or another, the only person who sat down and sent a handwritten note saying, thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah. Larry King was pretty good at that as well, but not, I mean, he's not of the same stature as Clark in terms of what he's been able to do with his career.
Yeah.
But he engaged me like, you know, and I mean, I came across him. He invited me to a dinner one time and introduced me, and he didn't, his company and I were, I was working with a company, a radio company that he owned, and he didn't really know me, but whenever you were around him, it was kind of like Bill Clinton. There are some people, and you know, Bruce Morrow is kind of like this too.
Yeah.
When you're in the room with them, you're the most important person, and that's a key to being a good broadcaster. I think, anyway, the fact that you can focus on that one person, that you, and then it spreads to how many thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of people. But just keeping your focus on one person and making that person feel like he or she is the most important person in the room is amazing talent, frankly. I think it is. And I think that's what we got out of listening to you as a kid. I really was a kid. I would, in high school, I would listen to you at night when my mother would be upset with me because I was still up listening to you. Bruce Bradley was on, and then Dick followed him. And then that was in Boston. Dick was on before Imus. And I can remember some of the stories. You're welcome to share an Imus or two stories if you want before we get to your podcast. Well, and I want to have people listen to one of your Goodnight podcasts. But you also can tell a story about Imus if you want.
Well, he was, when we were both at WNBC, he was in his, he enjoyed growing things, shall we say,
right,
excessively, especially when they were on fire. And he was on the morning show. And I was, at that time, I was on 10P to 2A, and they fired the guy who was on from 2A to 6. So they said, do 10P to 6A.
Right.
And I said, are you kidding? They said, no, we'll give you some more money. So I said, okay. And, but the problem was that Don sometimes just plain didn't show up.
Right.
So I would be on from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. and then have to do morning drive.
It sounded like you were with it, yeah.
Yeah, he just didn't bother to show up sometimes. Mm-hmm. And his engineer, he paid his own engineer, the guy who was opening the mic and things like that, and Don's engineer was not going to do anything to help me sound decent.
Right.
So it was a very interesting experience. Now, Don has cleaned himself up.
Right.
And he is, at heart, a very, very nice guy. He's a nice blue-collar guy from the plains, and I'm delighted that he has done as well as he has done. But at that time, he sowed his wild oats, and there was a lot of weeping going on, and I was part of the weeping, I guess.
I think you are. You're being nice. You've told me some stories about how nasty he was to you when he'd come in.
Yeah, he came as close as anybody I've ever worked with to getting a knuckle sandwich. Because I try to be a nice guy. You know,
right. Yeah.
But on the other hand, I'm from Brooklyn,
right?
And that comes out everywhere. You know,
the realities of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Random House and Bantam Books have published 5 of Dick's Love and Touch books. And that's sort of when we were, the last place we worked together, there was this new venture that had started based on your writing poetry and just putting words together that may or may not have been considered poetry, but they were wonderful words. And in no small way, you created a, I don't want to say a formatic they changed, but you created an image, audio image, that attracted and appealed to women more than perhaps, at least in the era that you and I were broadcasting, more. I mean, you mentioned William B. Williams. He appealed to women, but he appealed to men. But you always appealed more to women than men. And your books and this loving touch pursuit of yours really epitomized and this thing that you imagined in so uniquely. And this is continued in the form now of your podcasts that are on at DickSummer.com, in fact. So I want to, with having said that and sort of set it up that way, I'm going to have you explain a little more about it in a moment, and then we'll listen to one of your podcast. Dick Summer is my guest. I'm happy to have him here. One of the great voices and one of my great friends in broadcasting. It's 18 before the hour on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my ChapStick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, ChapStick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost ChapStick is? Have your say at facebook.com/ChapStick. And try new ChapStick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good inside and out.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Sound like a professional broadcaster. I was more a professional boobcaster. Here I'm in awe of my mentor, Dick Summer, who's here 16 before the hour. We are both like Roberta's sitting there. Roberta Fasanelli and Richie are sitting listening to this and thinking of these two old fossils. And telling these stories.
Roberta got to listen to you guys, so, I mean, you know, up in the New York and Boston radio times, and right. I just appreciate it. I mean, I'm a big fan of classic radio, so I love just listening to how it all worked back then.
You know who's the only one left who can do this well in music, in terms of music, is Rick Dees. I don't know, Dick, whether you know him or not.
I know the name. He's out on the West Coast.
Yeah, he's here, but he's trying to do some syndicated stuff. Yeah. He still sounds good, even though he's older. He's somewhere between you and me in age. And unfortunately, he looks it now. But he's very, very facile. And that's what I like about where you came from. One of the things is a quick story before, and I want to get this podcast on, but Simon and Garfunkel used to do a show called on Sunday night called Dick Summer's Subway. They did a lot of coffee houses around Boston. And you played the B-side of a record one night, and that was what you did. You played a lot of B-sides. But this one, it was unexpectedly a success that you never figured on, right?
Well, we remember? Played a lot. As you said, we played a lot of B-sides. One of the reasons I got fired a lot.
Right. Because you ain't going to go pick your movie. I'm talking about the Simon and Garfunkel.
The Sounds of Silence.
Sounds of Silence, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That was, you played that first, and somebody else heard it, and they, wait a minute, why aren't we playing that? That kind of stuff, I think, was something you were known for. And again, you're right, you got fired, but also you couldn't do it at all today, unfortunately.
No. In those days, you know, as you very well know, at that station at BZ in that time, there was no format.
No.
The program director was Al Hickok, and he would call a DJ meeting once a month or so, and the format basically was, you guys, please remember to play some of the top 10 records that I leave in the studio. That was the format.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was the number one station in Boston.
Yeah.
By a mile.
People would bring, local bands would bring their tapes in, the local singers, and if we liked them, we'd play them.
Yeah. You
know? And I think that's what radio should
have been. That's the way it should have been.
Absolutely. Well, it is now with the downloading on the internet.
Right.
All right, before we run out of time, I want to play a couple of minutes of this sampling from your podcast. It's called Good Night. The love and touch is very evident here. Can you explain a little about what people are going to hear?
Well, I don't know what you've got there to play. Good Night is a podcast that I do every week because I love sitting down behind the microphone and talking to people. It's just kind of a habit. There's no money involved in it at all. But I read to my wife just before we go to bed at night. We have a little thing. And, it's a very good thing to do that because even if you're together a lot during the day, you know, if she's cooking dinner, you're taking the trash out, you're talking over your shoulder to people most of the time. So here you take like 10 minutes and you sit down and you read to somebody or you talk or whatever it is, you know, but it's very up close.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't do that or don't have someone with whom they can do that.
Yeah.
So that's what basically the podcast is all about.
Here's a couple of minutes of Dick Summer doing one of his good nights.
I'm Dick Summer, and it's time to say good night. This is a quiet place to rest your head, a safe place to hide a hurting heart, a gentle place to fall. We just call this place good night. It is a struggle. I mean, I tell you, it's just one thing after another. And in our constant struggle to save the world, stop the sky from falling, and keep Victoria's Secret from falling into the wrong hands, which we've been doing with the cold fingertips, the Big Louie Department of Defense and fooling around has decided that we have run out of options. It's time to target the tearmongers. We are about to launch our ultimate undoomsday weapon, our whistle missile. Let me tell you about the decision to launch. It was made while I was sitting here in my big, comfortable black leather papa chair in my living room. I was just kicking back after a long day, you know, and I almost dropped off to sleep. Now, have you ever noticed that in the process of dropping off to sleep, the little guy who lives behind your eyelids and is supposed to, you know, pull the strings that moves your life in the right direction, that little guy starts a slideshow going for you. And it just happened to me. And the first picture that came up was me, at age of, I don't know, 6, 7, something like that. And I was looking up at an old woman. She must have been at least 20 years old. And she was smiling down at me and crying at the same time. And I remember thinking, that's kind of strange. But then I thought, well, it's a woman, and she's old. Maybe that's what happens when you pass teenagerhood. As I said, I was maybe 6, 7 years old. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a bright Brooklyn summer day. Now, I was wearing shorts, my first pair of real sneakers, and a Superman t-shirt.
Right, keep that visualization and check out DickSummer.com for one of the Good Night podcasts. You can see why I'm so enthusiastic about him and his abilities. Dick Summer here on Good Day.
You are me.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180
82-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Mitt Romney, your winner in New Hampshire, but was it by enough, and were there any other winners? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The New Hampshire primary, the first primary in the presidential nomination selection process, and Mitt Romney, who served one term as governor in neighboring Massachusetts, was treated like a native son in New Hampshire yesterday, finishing first among the Republican presidential hopefuls with over 39% of the vote. Texas Congressman Ron Paul placing second with 23%, followed by former Utah Governor John Huntsman with 17%. Let's hear from each, starting with Mitt Romney, who took up most of his victory speech going after President Obama.
He raised the national debt. I will cut, cap, and balance the federal budget.
Romney's margin of victory was generally thought to be impressive enough. As for Ron Paul, he was a happy camper last night with his second place finish.
No way they're going to stop the momentum that we have started.
And John Huntsman, who ignored Iowa, pouring time and resources into New Hampshire, will live politically to fight another day after coming in third.
Third place is a ticket to ride, ladies and gentlemen.
A ticket to ride where?
Hello, South Carolina!
As for the other candidates that round out the field, the New Hampshire numbers are especially bad for conservative candidates Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum, who each collected under 10% of the vote. Both of them are hoping for better things in the next test, already mentioned, the South Carolina primary, a week from this Saturday, January 21st. And that goes double for Texas Governor Rick Perry, who came in dead last in New Hampshire among those still running, with less than 1% of the vote. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Dandy Davis for Snow Country. Brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort. Voted number one for family programs by the readers of Ski Magazine for 13 years. Visit Smugs.com today. Colder overnights have been lending a hand with good snowmaking, and of course, plenty of grooming always makes the difference. Just what Chuck found in Vermont at Okemo.
Just about every meaningful trail is open and well covered at Okemo, and most trails were groomed for good turns. A couple were on the firm side. Now, the advanced stump jumper on Okemo's south face was the best by far, a real good long groomer that had you skiing in the zone from start to finish. I'm Chuck Devine at Okemo.
In Connecticut, about 9 trails open at Mount Southington, riding until 10 o'clock at night. Butternut in the Berkshires now riding at full operation for 14 miles of skiing and riding. Now to the western mountains, a touch of fresh snow in the last few days in Colorado. Arapahoe Basin at 13 trails from 4 lifts. January's Learn to Ski and Snowboard Month. Learn more at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
A positive day on Wall Street. The markets were up. The Dow with a 70-point gain, closing at 12,463. S&P up 11. NASDAQ tacking on 26. Crude oil also up 93 cents a barrel, finishing at $102.24. New government numbers out show employers ramped up hiring as 2011 came to an end. The Labor Department's Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey reports employers hired nearly 4.2 million new workers in November. That's 107,000 more than the previous
previous month. Let's talk snow, or the lack of it. It has been a mild winter snow-wise in many parts of the country. Not so in Alaska, specifically a coastal fishing village called Cordova, which has just been hit with between 10 to 15 feet of snow.
Roofs there are laden with snow, and they're threatening to collapse. There's also a very high avalanche danger.
That's Jeremy Zidek of Alaska Homeland Security, who says the National Guard has been called in to help out those under the weight of all that snow. Cordova is 150 miles or so east of Anchorage. And finally, something you may have already heard about or even seen. If not, thanks to YouTube, you can see it whenever you want. We're talking about an Australian thrill seeker by the name of Aaron Langworthy, who, back on New Year's Eve, took a bungee jump off a bridge over the Zambezi River in Zimbabwe, Africa. The bungee cord snapped about 350 feet above those crocodile-infested waters, and she plummeted into the raging river below. And yes, she lived to talk about it.
I felt like I'd been slapped all over. I actually had to swim down and yank the bungee cord out of whatever it was called into. I think it's definitely a miracle that I survived.
A miracle indeed. Erin's suffering massive bruises and scratches. She did free herself of the cord and was somehow able to fight the rapids and swim to safety. She's recovering and doing just fine. Meanwhile, go to YouTube and type in bungee cord snaps. There she is on the bridge. She gets a nudge and off she goes. And then you can see the cord break in two. Fair to say, Aaron's friend said something a little stronger than, oh my gosh.
Aaron!
Makes you wonder why anybody would want to try this. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.